No matter where you are, you're on Texas Standard Time as we enter Thanksgiving week 2017. I'm David Brown. Hope your Monday's off to a good start. Let's get going, shall we? Because if we don't hit the road now, we're going to hit... traffic. The AAA says that when it comes to road congestion, this is going to be the jam-packedest Turkey Day since 2005. With almost 4 million Texans, roughly 2 of every 3 residents traveling more than 50 miles to their holiday destinations. And by the way, travel times are more than 3 times longer than expected, or they're going to be, we're told. Don't just blame that on the numbers of people on the roads, but perhaps the roads themselves. What Texas is facing at the moment is an everyday problem, and by almost every account we've come across, seems to be getting worse. This was to be expected, of course, with record population growth, and to their credit, officials with the Texas Department of Transportation have been warning for some time that our infrastructure needs to expand or else. But our strategy, the Texas way, you might call it, has been unique. In recent years, it's what you might call a market-driven approach to driving. Rather than spend more state dollars, Texas has turned to the private sector, creating what Forbes magazine and others once called a big step toward open markets for transportation. The promise, easier commutes, tolls that are reasonable and that adjust to meet road demand, and with toll road companies partnering with the state, more private capital and less overall cost to taxpayers. Well, that's been the theory anyhow. So Texas, how's that working for you? Based on what Bob Garrett's reporting for the Dallas Morning News, not so good. Indeed, even the Tea Party appears ready to throw something overboard. Hello there, Bob.
Hi, David.
So tell us about this new group that seems to be mobilizing just in time for Turkey Day.
It's called Texans for Traffic Relief, and it's trying to get out and educate commuters about all these financing woes Texas highways have. And it's headed by a guy who has some movement conservative credentials himself. He was involved with some of the most conservative things going on in Texas GOP politics before the Tea Party even made its arrival. His name's David White. So he's going to be trying to counter the Tea Party. And the Tea Party scorns that as complete, you know, corporate-funded astroturf.
Didn't Texas voters approve billions of dollars for TxDOT back in 2015? Wasn't that money supposed to be used to sort of offset the toll road proposition, if you will?
The voters agreed to shift money from sales tax in the general budget over to roads with a proviso that none of it be used for toll roads.
Mm-hmm.
And now the Texas Department of Transportation and the commission that oversees it, that's appointed by the governor, is saying we don't have enough money. Even with that shift, we at an October workshop, they kicked around some ideas for managed lanes, a form of toll lane. And boy, did the Tea Party react negatively to that.
There is also a published report that I believe it was a Texas Tribune reporting last week that some of the money that was supposed to be used for non-toll roads through some kind of accounting gimmick, there was talk of it being used for toll projects. Governor Abbott got rather upset about that and lashed back, saying something along the lines of no more toll roads. Did you hear that?
Yes, and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick was even more vociferous following the example of some of his Tea Party senators in the Texas Senate. Essentially, this was the money I was just talking about that voters in 2015 shifted over, that and some money that they approved in 2014 coming out of energy production taxes and otherwise would have gone to the rainy day fund. Those things had markers on them, no toll roads, but there are other funding streams, and I think the highway planners were thinking, well, we can do some more higher amount of building and capacity if we can use some of those and get private involvement. But that was certainly denounced by the state leadership.
We've all heard crazy tales about how tolls are sort of burning holes in Texas wallets. There was one of someone who got a toll for $35 from the North Texas Toll Authority, and they were disputing the bill. And as late fees mounted, it ballooned into something like a $1,200 bill. And that's obviously an outlier, I guess, in one respect, but I've seen tolls as high as $8, $10, $12 here in the Texas capital city during rush hour. Are we reaching a kind of tipping point on the privatization of transportation in Texas?
Well, we could be. Those are the congestion pricing models, and they can end up, Tea Party activists talk about tolls as high as $20, $25 one way for certain working Texans, which is obviously too big a burden for most middle-income families. And so I think the nub of it is that under Rick Perry, we tried to build our way out of this congestion without putting more tax money in it by doing more toll roads. And now, the last 5 years, we've been backpedaling from toll roads. The question is, have we put enough money in it to really catch up with our deficit?
Bob Garrett, political reporter for the Dallas Morning News. Stay safe. Hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving, Bob.
And you too, David.